truth.
On the miles with that yak hard yesterday, Skip. I be on these miles of hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me. Let me celebrate.
That nigga still doing the meet and greets.
How you got dreads, but you got a whole peninsula in your head?
Yeah, what's up with him?
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, I don't know.
Yeah. Balding. Probably, man.
Why men don't cut their hair? Why men don't go bald?
I don't know, but if I ever start balding, I'm going bald, bro.
I mean, yeah.
You say that now.
I'm going bald. You say that now.
I'm dead ass for real. I'm not about to be that dude with 3.5 braids. What the fuck I look like?
Hopefully you won't let it get that far, but some niggas be holding on, bro. Shit.
Braids start back in. Shit.
Some niggas be holding on. Yes.
Why don't you just embrace the bald head?
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what you would think, but, you know, it's hard to let stuff go, man. Yeah, that's a sign of aging.
I ain't even going to lie.
Not really.
What, going bald?
Nah, because my homeboy been bald since 25.
But did he do it because his hairline was receding, or did he do it because he wanted to be bald?
Because his hairline.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say, you got to have a nice shaped head, pause, to be having a bald head.
That's true.
First of all, my head is shaped like the Mountain Dew drop. You know the shit upside down? But if you flip that bitch back, that's the size of my head
all
right there.
All you need is confidence.
But if you you going bald, it don't matter what your head. You got to
eventually.
I mean, if you going to go bald, you got to grow your beard.
I might go get
you
the
Floyd Mayweather.
I can't even do that. I just got this, nigga. Goat's gruff. That's
I'm about
it.
To go get
I can't grow no beard
get the
on
the shots.
Face.
And then if not, then go get the Tory Lanez surgery. And then after that, go bald. Like, you got to at least try to keep it.
First of all, the Tory Lanez surgery is crazy.
You got to Neo that shit, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You got a Steve Harvey
Neo
that
got
joint.
An ugly head. He's still bald.
You got a Steve Harvey that joint.
Oh,
get
the man unit?
Yeah. Put your man unit on.
And it's
that's
a
what
man
I'm saying.
Unit.
Sometimes you can bounce back from a man unit in some Beijing, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all I'm saying.
This nigga preaching.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, we'll see, man. I know I'm starting to recede a little bit, so I'll see what I'm going to do.
Bro, please. You got good hair.
Man, I don't mean it's this hair is still bad because it's leaving me.
Yeah, you be all right.
Is your dad bald? Not bald.
Now, my dad not bald, but they say male pattern baldness come from your mother's side of the family.
Oh,
your
shit.
Mom's not easy.
Now, my mom, I'm going to put her business out, but yeah, my mom losing some hair.
Okay. All right.
I'm not laughing at the fact.
It's all right, man. Go ahead. Say some shit about my mama, nigga.
Hey, I do kind of want to see him fight.
not today. Them kids getting on my last nerves. Throw Jay across this room.
I don't want no smoke, man.
Yo, what y'all do today,
man? I don't
want
no smoke.
Today, we ain't do nothing today, man. Yesterday, we went to the trampoline park. The day before, we went to Monster Mini Golf. Nah, it was one thing that looked okay in there. Actually, two. But, I'm just chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? Soft boy. I'm in my soft boy era.
Anyways, go ahead and say what you going to say, please. Because this nigga crazy.
It's still on his soft ass. I was gonna ask, man, did you do it last week at the running thing at the 5K? Did you at least start a conversation?
Nah, cause I was out there with something and
okay.
But I did. I think that there's already another party involved with her.
Like outside of you.
Yeah.
So you would have been good to shoot,
but she got somebody. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, if you would have shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was out there, too.
Okay,
bro,
okay.
Fuck
okay.
It, just shoot, bro.
No, he couldn't shoot either.
Yeah, I definitely could.
But I wanted him to shoot to inspire me to just...
Go ahead.
Make pointless conversations.
But the thing that you like was out there, too.
Oh, okay.
I ran behind them for a little bit, and then I took off. They was going too slow.
They looked like they run slow.
Yeah, that was their first. She said that was her first. I did overhear the conversation. She said it was her first... She said it was her first 8K.
Damn, you was listening
so
hard.
She had a homegirl pacing her.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. How long has she been with a boyfriend? You hear that?
I hear all that.
Yeah, I was about like to say, song. If it's more than three years, she probably tired of that.
How you ear hustle when you with a girl?
Huh?
How was you ear hustling with a girl?
Oh, you know, you just...
Hear what you want to hear.
You can't drop all his secrets.
Because I know she doing this, dog.
She doing this. His ears over there.
I just, you know, I'm trying to, like, I know a lot about the Charlotte running community and stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know them.
Just
they sponsored.
We'll keep this to a minimum.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right. Microphone check.
Run, man. They was giving out free beers, and all the dogs was out there to be petted.
This nigga love dogs. You fucking cracker. You're a cracker.
Speaking of dogs, I miss my dog.
Oh, hold on. Time out. What? Never mind. I can't even ask that.
Nah, she with me.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right. Hey, just miss being around her, huh?
Yeah, it's like my baby, man. She's very clingy.
Look
now.
At you, man. Got you.
One parent.
Got you a mental support animal and didn't even know you had one.
Yeah, I know.
Proud of you, man.
You and your software too, right?
Right, but boy, this software era.
I ain't in no goddamn software era. Fuck that.
Yes, you are, Jay.
Hell, I ain't.
But boy,
yes,
this software you are. Era.
I'm in a hallelujah
what's
era.
What's up, man? What you going to mandate this week?
Boy, shut the hell up. Ain't no way in fuck.
We're matching colors.
I ain't doing shit with man in it. All except right, one man. That's it.
Happy Monday. Wake it up. Welcome to another episode of KSP.
I can't forget your name. Always had
album
on
just dropped this Friday.
Who did?
She said, no one tell who this is.
So on that album cover, dope as hell.
I'm about to say,
then
got
I saw a pretty little face.
Bob
standing
out
right by the exit.
Look like a jack-o'-lantern.
I said, it's funny that you here, cause I know this really ain't your thing. She said you got that right and a car will arrive in 15. She said it's 12:35 and she still got work in the morning. I ain't tryna kill the vibe, you can see it in my face, I'm torn. Yeah, but wait, just like magic, they playing our song from way back when we fell in love. She put down her jacket and gave me her phone, said I can't stay but just hold up. Moving through the crowd, almost dropped my drink, girl, we in LA, that shit ain't cheap. She said you ain't changed one bit, put my hands on her hips and said just focus on me. Her body like Calypso, she throwing that bag, I'ma leave with my fist up. Yeah, I love it when you get low, get low. I saw my hand down your back on your thighs when you get those. Bust when she move her hips slow. Bust already it. Knew you were bad, but I act like I didn't know. Yeah, 90210 the zip code. There's a party in my bed, can I send you the info?
That's a miracle right there. Just in time for the summer. Happy Monday, everybody. It's your boy Jumpman Jones, and you are now in live inside episode 298 of the Kickin' Shit Podcast.
Two more of them things you be on through, huh?
Behind the camera, joining us tonight, we got D Chocolate Delight, the woman king. She is dear on me. What's going on back there?
Everything's good.
I'm getting this right this week. To my right, man, is my boy. It's the man, Young Picasso, your GD Super. James, comedian, jellyfish, Mr. J-Line is himself, man. What's going on, my brother?
Shit, man. Just, you know, just out here living. Single life, you know.
Jails put him on the bread till he's fed, man.
Yeah, man.
Jerry over here.
I'll be all right.
To my left, man, it's my boy. It is my partner. It's my dog. It's Mr. Jukebox Johnny, a.k.a. Crown Daddy, a.k.a. Crown Poppy, or the El Himador Poppy, the Avion Don, the Terramana God. The Malaga home, Mr. Still Your Girl, give it right back because she got hammer toes, Mr. I Got Tree Jobs. Ooh.
Daddy,
it's Mr. Jukebox Johnny,
radio?
Man. What's going on, my brother?
Hey, everyone. How's everyone doing?
It's Mr. Hell of a Sweatshirt.
Yeah, we are in those.
Yeah, I do like that one.
It's a that's Target exclusive.
I like that one.
Good
like
job.
Definitely Target.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody who listened last week, episode 297. Thank you. If you watched on YouTube, thank you. Do us a favor, like, subscribe, and comment if you're watching this right now. Talk to us in the comments. We'll talk right back at you. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, SoundCloud. Google Play is no longer, but SoundCloud, iHeartRadio.
Rest in peace, Google
Play. All that. Other than that, man, how's everybody doing?
Doing good. You really want to know?
Life is good.
I mean, we're doing the show.
Oh, okay. I'm all right.
Fuck.
You really want to know? You're about to open a book on your ass.
If I had to judge by your demeanor, man, like, this is like you. I've been potting with you for a very long time. I know when.
Yeah. I'm good, money. You feel me?
If you give me a bad review today, I know why, and it's not really that bad.
Right.
So,
well, I know he ain't mad at women because he usually come in and be like, yo, fuck.
Nah, he been mad at them.
I ain't been mad at women in a while, bro. You know what I'm saying?
He's in his soft, peaceful era.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I refuse to let a woman bring down my energy.
Okay.
At this All right,
talk about
life.
It, brother.
You know
Umar Jr.
Talk about it. Talk about it, brother.
But yeah, man. So, you know, with those problems out of my life, I'm a little better now.
Okay. All right.
You know, I'm focusing on myself.
That's okay. What's up, bro. Me too.
You know nigga, what?
Me too.
You know what I'm saying? Focusing on myself. You heard me?
First time I've ever done this in my life. Focus on me.
Mighty yes. Word, man.
Got to, bro.
While we talk about focusing on me, we can go ahead to the first topic, man. Chance the Rapper's leaving his wife. Women bringing you trouble. That explains why we seen him down there dancing with old girl when the internet went crazy last year.
Oh, yeah, bro. Went ham on it.
They dropped the joint statement online. They said, after a period of separation, the two of us have arrived at the decision to part ways. We came to this decision I can't say that word.
Amicable.
There we go. No, Lee. It got the Y at the end.
Amicably.
Thank you. And with the gratitude for the time we spent together. That was the statement they put. God has blessed us with two beautiful daughters who will continue to raise, who we will continue to raise together. We kindly ask for privacy and respect as we navigate this transition.
You know what's
How you
funny?
Ask for privacy that, and respect?
Right. Well, you were famous. You definitely about not to get no respect or no privacy.
I thought about that too, and I think what they mean is like no further comments. Like that's another way to say we're not talking about this no more. Even when y'all, because y'all gonna ask.
Yeah.
Right. Y'all gonna be nosy, but we're not talking right. about this no more.
And then somebody gonna be spouted out with another person. It could be their friend for all that matters, but it's gonna hit all the blogs.
Yep.
I feel like people breaking up is the closest thing that you're going to get to a soap opera in real life.
Yeah, I mean, look at what's my name? What's my girl name? Krishan and Blueface.
Yeah.
They forced their relationship down our throat.
Like pretty much.
I hate seeing their asses pop up on my screen.
But it's cool until the breakups hit close to home. Then it's like it affects the person next to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't even like watching it is one thing, but like, being next to somebody that's going through it, that's another thing. It's like, damn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like experiencing it personally or watching my friends experience.
Oh, man.
Like, because I know that shit is rough on the human psyche.
Hell yeah, that shit rough.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, yeah. That's all you think right about, now. Bro. That's all you think about. At least once a day. I mean, once every hour.
Catch when yourself first zoned happened. Out at work.
Yeah. Somebody walk by, you okay, bro? Yeah.
Bruh, I'm ready to Mike Tyson the nigga. I ain't even talking about punching. I'm talking about biting your ear off. That's where I'm at with it. Come here, let me whisper something in your ear.
But yeah, man, but what you talk about bringing peace. Breakups do deliver a lot of peace, though. Like, with this divorce, they've been separated 2 years. It give you peace. It give you a chance to focus on yourself, man.
Yeah, final chapter. Yeah. It's like a restart button.
Because you get lost in other people in relationships. Like, when you're in a relationship, it's like no longer just you, no longer just them. It's y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What we doing? Let me check with my girl, see if she cool. I don't want to be out too late out of respect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a whole lot of merging of the two. So, like, when you're saying bringing peace, like, that shit is true. Like, you get to find yourself, be peaceful, nobody dragging you down, focusing on you, could cut off the phone, ain't got to respond to no messages.
Yeah,
if you
don't want to.
That's the
just
best.
Like a lot of freedom in it, and you could get a lot out of it. I think it's the best time to really get just like explore you, do your shit.
That's the best thing to do. But, you know, sometimes you jump back out there, you're like, damn, shit didn't change since the last time I've been in this dating pool.
Oh, yeah, it's different outside.
Yeah.
Oh, it's different outside, man.
I will say that's the most relaxing thing about my transition, what I'm going through right now, is, like, I could step away from my phone. I used to do that a lot, but now it's just like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my people I'm going to talk to. My mom might call you up, Johnny, or my sister. You know what I'm saying? And then that's it after that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got to worry about shit else.
Yeah.
It's great. Great feeling.
It is. It's a great feeling,
man.
So,
you know.
It's a great feeling. And, you know, enjoy that time for sure. Because, you know, eventually, maybe, one day, you're going to be back in it.
Nah. Well, I mean, maybe.
Yeah, you never know.
But now.
You might go to Leather and Lace and meet something real nice.
Boy, why in the hell would you ever meet something real nice at Leather and Lace? I bet you're going to talk like this, too.
I hope so.
Nothing
shit,
like
my
got
dream.
Dip in her mouth and shit. Spit dip.
Not dip. Oh my goodness.
For sure.
I'll stay in a double wife.
That'd be my dream. Pussy smell like cigarettes.
More than likely.
Motherfucker know how to put an actuator in, nigga.
I don't even know what an actuator is.
Man, while we on this topic, man, there was a CNN thing about Gen Z. Do they prefer dating apps versus meeting people in real life?
Oh, that's a good question.
And most of them were saying they prefer meeting people in real life.
That's cap.
And I went online and I did a small amount of research, and what I could grab is like they did a survey and they found out, you know, surveys is a small sample size of a society, so this ain't everybody, but they said 70% of the people who took the survey, they prefer to meet people online. It was one of the top ways to find a date.
Online?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Men favor it by 5% over women. And then 40, also is another interesting fact from it. The article I was reading said 47% of the U.S. population is single, majority of those being men to women. And this is all races, you know, so.
Yeah. This is I believe it, because when you're online dating, especially depending on what your intentions are, but if you're online dating, it's kind of like 5G. It's just like, you could just shoot yourself out there to like a million people at one time.
Nah, right. That's right.
When you go to the bar, it's probably 25 women there. What? 15 of them might be single, so now you gotta choose between 15. But when you're online, everybody in your area is available to you,
And it takes the guessing game out of it. If the 15 out of the 15 that might be single, who like you?
Yeah, that too.
Like, so
you know what? I've struggled with this because it's just like I'm single now, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like I don't like approaching women just because of all the stigmas that's around it. I'm not trying to say that I don't like women because I love women. Uh-huh. But like the stigma around approaching a woman, it just turned me off, dog. Like, first of all, I don't even know if I'm that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because girls.
Well, look at you. You got a red jacket on.
No, I know.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'm that nigga to her. You know what I'm saying? You got to be that nigga in her category for her even to be. Even giving you a conversation.
Out of the 15,
she might have expectations when a guy approach her.
Out of the 15 who want him.
Yeah. So it's just like, bro, like it's too much, bro. Right. Like at the end of the day, I say, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I leave the door open for a conversation. Hey, how you doing? Like, what you doing today type stuff? Or like one thing that I do is DoorDash a lot.
Taking the fucking
notes. My fault. DoorDashing will have you standing beside somebody waiting on the same food. You know what I'm saying? So, of course,
most of them women.
So, you know what I'm saying? You'd be like, hey, man.
Women be grinding, man.
How many orders you done did? You know, stuff like that.
Okay, these are good.
Just to open the door, at least, just to see if you might be that nigga.
I do this to keep my nails done.
But you have no idea if you're that nigga. You just got to be confident and go up and strike. And I don't like that ideology.
Nah.
I'd rather for you to look at me and be like, I choose you. Like,
I like
I'm
that
Pokemon.
Idea too. But a lot of women, or not a lot, but I've heard women say now these men want to be chased. Probably because of that mentality where I would rather she spark this conversation because I don't feel like approaching you because I don't know what you want.
I mean, to be real with y'all are so damn picky. It's just like, what? I know I ain't got something that you don't like. And I'm pretty sure you're going to put that over the million things that you do like.
Right.
So, I mean, what the fuck? It's a losing battle.
You think they picky now? Or do you think they just at a point in their life where they like, I'm happy. I'm really happy being alone.
It's either picky or happiness.
And if a man come. But if not, if it's not what I want, I'm cool with it.
It could be.
I can't really answer that question. I'm just saying what it looks from my
of course,
end of things.
I'm with you. I feel that too, but kind of just having conversations with women, which we do have one in the room. She's somewhere in here.
Yeah.
But
real quiet.
But I think a lot of women, especially in our age group now, they kind of just like, fuck it. If it's something I want, then I'm cool with it. But if it's not, I'm not about to force it or settle.
The comment on what you said about like the men wanting you to like pick them, chase them.
Yeah.
I think that's more prevalent because of like where we at in society. Like we don't socialize the same. The way we used to. We got social media. You can kind of see where you're at, and you know what I'm saying? You don't have to actually engage in person. You can engage online behind your screen name or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like it is kind of like what James is saying. Like the door is open for you to take it further because I really don't know. And you know, with all the online chatter, like everybody here is on social media, so you see the chatter. I think that's a good gauge of what's happening in society. Like, you see how women talk about men, or if you have women friends, you hear how women talk about men. Hey, this dude tried to approach me. He's creepy. This dude tried to approach me. He's weird. And you're like, well, I try to approach women. Am I weird? So you kind of do kind of ease up. It's not that we want you to chase us. It's kind of like we want you to take the hint and either say, hey, what's up? Continue. Yeah. Like you said, I left the conversation open if you want to continue it, but I don't want to be weird to you. I don't know if that's the case, but I don't want to be weird to you if I do, if I try to press the conversation.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be bothered. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts. Yeah.
I think you brought up an important situation or a point. Yes. You said your age.
Yeah.
And I feel like that has a lot, yes, to, do
a lot to do
with a lot, because I feel like at the age that I'm at, I'm 37, about to be 38. My nonsense meter is about this damn low. Like, I ain't got too much tolerance for nonsense, bro.
That's
like,
it.
On some real. So it's just like, how you coming is how I'm coming. You asking for help, I'm probably going to ask for help before you ask for help. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, bro, real talk, bro. Like, it's just stupid, getting man. Crazy out here,
take
man.
Your time, Jay.
Yeah, bro. It's getting crazy out here.
That nigga stupid.
You disqualified if you ask for any type of help.
Can you hold the door?
Like, yeah, damn. I'm disqualifying you. Right. Nah, I ain't gonna do that. Not for the whole door. But damn, right, any right. bills need to be paid or anything?
So that's just real life. God. Which one we rolling with?
I say real life.
But I'm on the real life side.
I would prefer
now.
Real life for sure.
Yeah.
I would prefer real life, but you know, hey, life
online
is life.
Dating was fun when that was one of our only options. But in real life is
better. I won't discredit dating apps, because I've had a lot of great, I ain't gonna say success, but I've met a lot of great people and had a lot of relationships from dating apps. So I won't discredit them all the way. I think they are a great way to meet somebody if your intention is to find somebody. I can only speak from a man's perspective, though. I can't speak from a woman's perspective. So as a man, I feel like it is a great way if your intention is to date. Even if your intention isn't to date, you can find somebody whose intention aligns, as long as you are upfront with your profile and what you want.
Because
people on there, like the survey said, it is the number one way to find a date. There are people who literally get on the app to just find a date for the night, just to do something, go drinking, go have a good time. I know that sounds crazy, but people do, especially in bigger cities and bigger markets. This is like the number one way. I'm going to hop on the app and meet somebody. For instance, I was watching, just to go into our next segment, I was watching Carmichael try to find a date for the Emmys.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a fucking celebrity. I love Carmichael. And he used Grindr to find his date, you know? He was literally
Grindr got them freaks, it looked
getting
like,
dudes off Grindr trying to see, hey, who wants to be a date? And so that's just piggybacking to what I'm saying, like, dating apps aren't all bad. It's just how you use it and what you intend to use it for. Like anything, like any device or any piece of media, what is your intent on using it, how you use it, could benefit you. So,
yeah.
That's all I had on that, man.
Nah, that was a good segment, y'all.
What's the funniest lie y'all ever told? I do want to.
Funniest lie?
I do want to hear that shit.
I done told a lot.
Damn. Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm telling so many. I can't even figure out which one funny.
Just pick the funniest one, dog.
Funniest lie, like, what do we mean by funny? Like, to get out of a situation?
Like, you can't
believe I said
work.
That?
Yeah.
All right, so I got one. I just thought of one.
All right.
So one day, I ran a stop sign, and I didn't see the police on the other side of the stop sign. So when the nigga stopped me, he was like, why in the hell did you run the stop sign? And I said, because my mama called me and told me to hurry up and come over. I don't know what the hell going on. You know what I'm saying? I said that shit to get out the ticket.
That's a good one.
Look, let me be careful with that one, though, because that nigga can contact the medical emergencies, because that's the first thing he asked me. He was like, you want me to contact the emergency? I was like, I don't know. I'm trying to see what's going on.
You could have told him, like, I don't know if the insurance going to cover that, if they got to send an ambulance. Like, let me check the situation.
Bro. Yeah, let me peep the situation. Yeah. So he was like, go check on your mama. I was like,
damn, that's what's up, man. He looked out.
Yeah,
but he was a black dude, too.
Oh yeah.
I hope he don't watch this podcast, because he going to probably fuck me up.
Nah, we not there yet.
I hope he do.
Yeah, I hope he do.
That's fucked up.
I hope he do, but we not there yet.
Damn.
I don't even know of a... I mean, I've lied about a lot of things, which is sad. And I'm struggling to come up with a lie, because I've lied so many times that I'm thinking it's the truth.
Shit.
Damn, Johnny, for real?
Preach, brother.
What's
I know
going
somebody
on?
That lie like that, but whatever. We ain't going to talk about it. Go ahead.
Johnny, why are you telling all these lies, my boy?
Yeah, I'm just a quick liar.
Oh.
Like, I'd rather just, like, sometimes people ask me something and I'll just be like, I'll make up a quick lie real quick just to move on.
So you've actually lied to the point where you're believing your lie.
I don't know if I believe it, but I stick with it.
I got a better question. What is the lie you're stuck in? Like, what's the lie that you're currently living in?
Oh,
well, not like nothing that's detrimental to your living, but like, what's the lie that just so you lied so much about that you truly believe that shit?
Yeah, you upholding it.
That you can share. And if there's no lie you can share, we can move the fuck on.
I can't think of one off top that I could share.
Okay, cool. That's all you had to say to me. We can move forward.
He said, nah, I can't share.
I don't know if I got any lie that would be funny. Because lying isn't funny.
There you go. Be part of the solution, not the problem.
I can't think of any lie. I lie every day at work.
I'm about to say, yeah, I lie so much like about little things, especially when you be like when I used to be in a sales position, I'm lying like a motherfucker.
I mean, I lie. You know what? When it comes to like things with women, like if they ask you how they look, if they're gaining weight, all of those things, I just lie.
Yeah, stuff like that too. Like those quick lies too.
You can't tell the truth.
Yeah, you can.
You're fat. You're gaining weight.
Your fat ass don't look good.
That don't sound nice, man.
You might not
want
to wear that.
Yeah, that's just
weird. That's just man. Your night ruined.
Women just really don't understand. Like, bro, we be really trying to save y'all from some shit.
The only time I'm telling the truth about stuff like that,
we should just be real to them.
I believe y'all do that the same, but like I feel like our truths would tear y'all up. Like on some real shit.
I mean, shit, they truths be tearing me up.
Yeah, of course they do.
Nah, they truths tear me up too.
Yeah, of course they do.
The only time I'm sharing, like, if a woman was to ask me if she was gaining weight, she would have to be one of those women that's so brash and rude, I give her that energy back. Like, yeah, girl, you done picked up a few pounds. Like, if you talk to
you gonna lie off the rip.
No, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna tell the truth to the woman that's mean. Like, a woman that's mean, who's brash, who's, you know what I'm saying, that's like real... Both, like, I don't even want to say both. You know, the mean girl.
I know who you're talking
about. The mean girl. The one you don't give a fuck about her feelings.
No, she cool. Nah, but I'm going to give you a taste of you in your face.
Right. Yeah. She always giving people the truth, unwanted or not wanted.
Yeah.
She quick to
tell people. It's your turn now.
Yeah.
She quick to tell people about themselves. So when it's her turn, I'm always, hey.
But it'll be the people that get the most offended.
Exactly.
I can't believe you just said that.
Exactly.
Damn.
I'm like, but you just told Keisha the other day something about her baby daddy.
So Tyrese was right. We lie to who we love.
Could be what it is. Tyrese know what's up, bro. Tyrese a prophet. When Tyrese dead and gone, we're going to be like, damn.
Okay. D, you mighty quiet, man. Tell us Black about the time you lied
Black
to the person
was
you
right.
love.
Black tie.
You mighty quiet. Tell us about the time you lied to the one you loved. Because you lied to somebody you love. Because we all lied to our mom
course.
Before.
Of course. I mean, but
we
I'm
love
not
her.
Sharing that lie. That wasn't funny.
Okay.
Shit. You must have said some old fuck shit. What'd you do, man?
I protected
his feelings.
She said
she can't say it.
You protected his feelings?
Yes.
Yeah. You definitely said some fuck
shit. That's one
of
my worst lies. I got to stop protecting these people's feelings.
Baby, your dick.
Bro, that's the worst thing you can ever do.
Baby, your dick is big.
I don't lie about that. But
damn. That would be hard.
You don't tell me you got a little ass dick.
We had this conversation before. Anyway.
Your dick
I think the funniest thing is my phone accidentally called somebody while I was with somebody. But I didn't like the person that it called anyway. So when I realized he was on the phone, because I had like my earpiece in, he was like, "You good?" I was like, "Yeah, I stomped my toe. I'm gonna call you back."
Oh damn.
Was she doing the back of Why Tootsie?
She said
no, we weren't there yet.
What TV show is that, bro?
I was dating at the time. I was with them, but somebody that couldn't get a hint or didn't understand wasn't interested in him. He kept calling.
Well, he got laid off easy.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He got laid off easy.
I'm going to say the penis talk. What women usually do that really hurt your feelings is when they tell you you good for me. When you ask about your penis size, it's like, oh, it's straight for me.
You asked?
Huh?
You asked?
In a roundabout way, yeah.
I never asked.
Bruh, I feel like this.
They won't say it. God, you might say like, you know, I got a little dick. And then you hoping they're going to be like, nah, that dick ain't little. They be like, it's straight to me.
It's straight to me. It's straight
and
to me.
And then
you
feel like,
crazy.
Damn, come on now. Say something else.
It's straight to me is crazy. But nah, my dad always told me, he say, son, if you hit it twice, then you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Don't mean your shit not little.
That's what my dad told me. He said, "Son, if you got in there twice, not one time, twice, and it's you me. Ain't got nothing to worry about."
I went Johnny, bro. I always hit it in small.
Yeah,
to see what the right. answer gonna
and
be.
Then they, when they hit you with the, I mean.
Yeah, no. If I don't stupid. Care, it, okay. You right. I'm not arguing with you. Right,
you got to think about how many times women get hollered at a day.
Like, it's not as often as y'all.
Not no more. This ain't the 90s no more.
You crazy.
Cat calling ain't around. This you ain't Freaknik.
I'm about to bring it back. Speaking of Freaknik, man, that's what I was trying to take us, man. Freaknik doc drop, and we did not talk about it, but we all have watched it now. Except for, I don't know if you watched it. But we'll bring you up to speed, man.
I'm pretty sure I can imagine.
The Freaknik dot was, but the Freaknik dot was okay. I learned
a lot.
It was
informative, or whatever the word is, informational.
I learned a lot.
I have something to
say. I didn't know that the Neek stood for picnic. Like I didn't know me either. Neek was a picnic.
Yeah, I knew that.
I did know about the college kids and stuff like that, but other than that, it was like I imagined to be. It looked like bike rally.
Yeah, exactly. Old school bike rally.
No, it was the most epic bike rally ever had. That's what
you
can
say that.
I guess.
I heard Florida was nice too during them times. Daytona.
Daytona Beach for black people. Yeah. Yes.
Disturbing fact. My mom was there. She told me.
Are your mom with the Freaknik?
She talking about they were drinking Mad Dog 2020s back then. That's I was like, about mom, right. First of all, that's wino punch right there. But she said, nah, that was very popular back then.
It looked fun as hell, man.
Yeah, it looked like a good time.
And it's like the old cameras and stuff. Like, it was a different time. Because like, it would be hard to have that now because of the cell phones. And I don't know. It just would be hard to have that fun type of fun now. Because was more like involved within the moment of Freaknik.
Yeah.
I think this era now, people be too concerned about showing the world that's not there that what they missing instead of actually embracing
that
moment.
That's kind of what happened with my spring break. Like, as spring break got bigger, you had a lot of videos and things that were coming to surface of, like, what was happening. And so it was like, nah, we can't let this happen down here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I also think that's what happened with Freaknik. I think you got to the point where the women were like, all right, this is not okay. You got to the point where some of the men was like, all right, because what you seen was it was a good time, it was fun, and then from another perspective that's not mine, they said the crowd got older. Like, more grown men started coming, and they got a little bit more aggressive
perverts.
With the women. Mm-hmm. And the aggression turned into rapes and assaults and things like that on women. And I didn't, me personally, just visualizing it, like just what I seen on the 94 footage, on the 96 footage, I didn't see any difference. But when you do think about it, if it was college kids and this was an event for college kids, now that I've been back on the college campus as an older man and I see college kids really do look like kids, then that shit is kind of, you know what I'm saying? There was no place for people over 27, 8, 9, 30.
Yeah,
you know
I can see
saying?
Them ruining the experience. Yeah.
Coming down there, because you're a grown-ass man, and these are college students. Like, they're kids pretty much. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I see how it went dark when you put that type of light on it. But to me, it was no different than a Myrtle Beach. But I think today, all of that stuff, I don't think anything exists. I think because of you got the rise in crime and violence amongst black people, we can say black people. When you go to these events, it used to be peaceful party. Now it's niggas get shot. Somebody get killed. There's always a violent act of crime that happens, even in Miami. Huh?
No, I'm saying always.
Oh, yeah. Even in Miami during spring break, like they try to do things. Like one of the things that fucked up Freaknik was the traffic control, trying to route traffic. I even seen that at Myrtle Beach during bike week. You can only go down. The first time I went, you could go down and come back up. They started directing traffic, so when you got to the end of the strip, you had to leave it. And if you wanted to get back on it, you had to go all the way down to the beginning and start over again. So,
damn.
Things like that to fuck up, you know, the traffic, trying to keep people from loitering. I remember the first time I went out to the bike rally, first couple years, you could take a chair, you could sit out on the strip. They started to come, hey, you know, you got to keep it moving.
I do remember that.
You got to keep it moving. I keep walking. You can't just stand here.
I remember back in the day, motherfuckers used to be lined up on Myrtle Beach. Back then, it was almost like a parade.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you would see the people cruising, but it would be people in their lawn chairs, like, chilling, watching people do whatever they're doing. But it ain't like that now.
It's always a bad apple that ruins the fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Niggas go down there. I mean, like I said, niggas go down there with ill intent, and then, you know, it just... it just spreads like wildfire.
So essentially, they didn't blame it all on Luke.
I mean, Luke bought the freak to freak Neek when you watch the documentary, but he wasn't like the reason. Like, Celeb started like that 94 is the one they focused on. They said that was the one. Because that's when the celebs came. That's when a different world was talking about it on their shit. A college show about college kids. You got celebrities coming to clubs to perform. So it turns into like this whole weekend that's bringing in, what, $1 million, a couple million dollars for the city? Yeah,
that's a lot in the 90s.
But what really happened was they got the Olympic Games. And when they got the Olympic Games, they had to show that they could control large crowds. And the crowd of Freaknik was kind of like a beta tester.
Yeah.
We get this large crowd that brings $1 million every year. Let's see how we control it. So that's why they were using what they mapped it out, how they wanted the streets to flow, pushing traffic to this way. And it just made the event more unpleasant on top of the other factors of people coming from out of town with this idea of this innocent picnic for college kids to just cut loose and be sexually free. Mm-mm. Niggas took that shit to the next level. And instead of, you know, the girls being like, I'm going to show you my titties, they just like, no, you going to show me your titties. So, I mean, you just get all of that in the mix, and just over time, it just went away. They just made it harder and harder to have until you just don't have it anymore. That's kind of what they did with Bike Rally. They make it harder and harder for you to enjoy yourself and have the time you originally had, to the point where it's just like, okay, why do we even want to go? We can't even... You know, like I say, spring break, Memorial Weekend, Miami Beach. You can't even drive on Ocean Drive. Mm-hmm. Let alone get on Miami Beach. They try to block Miami Beach to the point they don't want traffic on Miami Beach. So that lets me know they're trying to cut out cruising. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once you cut out cruising, now you got foot traffic. How do we control it? You curfew it. Y'all can hang out at the bars, the clubs. You need to be off the strip by 10.
That's crazy.
And now at this point, you don't want to go because it's like, okay, we can't even have a good time.
Yeah.
So, the same shit.
I was just going to say, once you shut down all the places where people are having a good time, they're going to find a place to have a damn good time. Better believe that.
That's what I told you. They go back to the room, the hotel, tear that motherfucker up.
Yeah, but that ain't going to be good enough. Like, I mean, bro, I don't seen some shit from when people try to stop people having a good time. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to find a way. And so I'm just saying, like, this could be a good thing, but this also could be a bad thing as well, because we don't know the outcome of y'all just shutting down all the places where people go to relax. Well, this life is hard, bro.
I think the outcome is they stop coming.
Yeah.
I mean, for Myrtle Beach, like, don't nobody go to Myrtle Beach no more.
But how does that fix you as the person that wants to travel and go out to the place? Like, hey, what? I want to go out here and have a good time.
Honestly, it's time for you to expand your horizons, if you ask me my question.
Everything has an expiration date.
Yeah, but that's for those.
But what about the new people? Like, the
it's
people
not
never
really
experience.
About the people, though. It's more so about the cities that these people come to.
Right, and so like, you see the increase or influx with Carnival. So that could be in Toronto. That could be down in Brazil. Like, you see people expanding to other cities.
Yeah.
But, so, I mean, the city itself don't want that type of tourism if it's going to bring violence. They want to get rid of it. They want that shit gone. So they'll do whatever to slow it down or make people, discourage people from coming. And it always works. And they just keep people, it just eventually will go away. It won't be a thing anymore.
That's a shame Myrtle Beach is like that, because it's...
Myrtle Beach had his luster.
It had his run, man. Yeah, man. Freaknik had his run. Bike Rally had his run. Everything has its run, man. But... there's no place for violence and fun. Yes. That's just it. There's no place for abuse and violence and fun. Right. Once it gets abusive, once it gets violent, it ain't fun no more. It's dangerous. Now you got to watch your back.
You know what's crazy about abuse and violence when you're having fun? It's crazy because we'll sit there and ignore that shit. Like, oh, we here going on, but you ain't finna fuck up my fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Type
you
stuff.
You in your zone. You in your vibe. Don't kill my vibe.
It's just weird how we, like, desensitize to some things.
They start shooting.
You gonna look like...
Nah, you
ain't looking for nothing.
Nah, you can hear from a gunshot and tell, like, what distance it is.
Nah, that's you. No. I'm not. I still live in the hood ass.
Nigga, that shit down the street for me. I'm straight.
I'm two decades removed.
Nigga, like,
goddamn.
They about down 30 yards away. I'm straight.
Yeah, nigga, that's living in the hood all your life.
That's a 22. We good. They can't make it this far.
Oh, that was on the next block. Them niggas is close.
Nah, I'm stupid. Also, what else? BMF, you seen the last episode? I think we talked the last episode.
Yeah, I think we caught up last time. New episode is out while we're recording.
We good. What else?
97?
What else?
X-Men 97.
I didn't watch it this week.
I didn't like the last episode.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It's a part two. I mean, it's a part one, so it's going to be something else, to, I guess, because of the storm. I ended with storm.
Right.
That was the ending.
Yeah.
Okay, I fell asleep after that. Yeah, I have to watch it again.
So I think part two is going to kick off with storm.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you Forge's secret origin when we are off the pod. It's actually pretty dope.
The owl?
No, Forge is the guy that met her and was
the black dude looked like Billy Dee Williams.
First of all, don't do him like that. My man is Native American.
Oh, he native. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
come on, bro. Put some respect.
What, man? The crayons only go a certain color range.
I had the 72 or the 100 with the pencil sharpener on the front.
Bro, I've never seen a grown-ass black man with a ponytail goddamn long as Tony Stark.
Shit, my Uncle John.
Nah, I'm about to say it's a black man out there with a ponytail.
Yeah, now, it's going to be nappy.
No, it ain't going to be silky.
It's
going
to be pressed.
He got a just for me and a porn star mustache. He's straight.
Thinking like iced tea out here.
Oh, man.
It was Tuesday night.
I do got a recommendation, man. First of all, I've been trying to watch Game of Thrones, man. This shit tough.
Don't worry about it. Don't even worry, because at this point,
I ain't gonna do it. I didn't know that shit was a book.
Yes. We've been said that.
Explains everything.
And I also said you have to pay attention. Bro, you can't watch something like that and be doing
not background
noise. If you gonna do me like this, this shit like Oppenheimer.
No, it's not.
Nah, Game of Thrones is good, bro.
Nah,
once
Game
you start learning of houses and
you gotta pay attention.
Nerd ass niggas.
No, it ain't no nerd
then
shit.
Then that new shit, the
every time some shit got an inch of violence in it,
House
ain't
of
no
the Dragon.
Shit.
House of the Dragon, to me, that first season was good as hell.
Listen, I can't wait for it to come.
Somebody
back.
Say watch the House of the Dragon instead of watching Game of Thrones.
Because they get right into it on House of the
See,
Dragon.
See, that's what I want to get. Let's get to it. What a murder at. Kill somebody.
And it's technically
really
a pre-murder.
So
they kind of drip feed you through the Game of Thrones.
Thank you, bro.
But it's some dope, notable moments in that shit.
Yeah, Battle of the Bastards.
It's a lot
man,
of them. The Red Wedding.
The Red Wedding.
And when my nigga got ate by them damn bull masses.
Oh, yeah. Woo! And shit, even the episode where they finally fought the Night King, that shit was
real. I mean,
real.
The shit that started all of it when the, what you call it, Stark got beheaded.
That shocked the world.
Like, that was good.
Shocked the world.
That's what kicks off everything else.
What's my boy, Prince Joffrey dies.
Oh,
I was clapping.
Everybody was.
No, was that the little boy?
Yeah.
Everybody died and the way they died.
Yeah.
The discovery of the bomb.
Now, who the niggas that is ghosts? They like I'm on the episode with
the White Walkers.
They turn the little black things, they show up and they kill you. They like ghosts.
Oh, I don't know.
They was in the room talking and this black figure just killed somebody and just went away.
Yeah,
you talking about they're not really important.
They don't play a major part.
I thought it was the White Walkers. The White Walkers are like really the main antagonists for the show.
Yeah, everything builds up to the fight
with them.
Yeah,
that's the Song of Ice and Fire is about how the White Walkers eventually going to come.
It's a song.
And the prince that promised, the prince that's promised will save the day.
Okay,
geez. Who is the fire, though?
The Targaryen family line.
But they win the whole shit, right?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. But when she set the house on fire.
Oh, her last dragon?
No. When she left after her husband got killed, remember she got sold off to Jason Momoa, whatever. He dies. They tried to like embarrass her or humiliate her. So she had she set the place on fire and just walked out naked.
Butt naked.
And it was like, okay.
Oh, you talking about the lady that got stoned?
Talking about, no, not Cersei. I'm talking about Daenerys.
Khaleesi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. When Jason Momoa, he just died, right?
Yeah.
And then, they tried to like shame her. And she walked
in the fire.
She birthed
the dragon. She walked in the fire to birth some dragons.
Because Targaryens can walk in fire.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and they the only ones that could ride
dragons.
The only
reason I went back to Game of Thrones is because I started watching this shit called Homicide New York. So if y'all like true crime documentaries,
yeah, it's all right.
Watch that.
No, I like true crime documentaries though.
Oh, you like true?
Yeah.
Homicide New York was good. I do want to share one of the stories with y'all because it's about some heinous ass murders, and they have to solve the murders. but the murders be like so unsensible, but like there's a motive to, you know, there's usually a motive. If you get killed, there's a motive behind it. Like, you want to know, like, why did he kill him? You know what I'm saying? And the most, you get to episode 3, because this shit is real good. They all connect. It's about this lady. She is a mom and she is a sister. And they got the kid, her kids, and then her brothers on there, and they're interviewing. These people, you know, come to her job. They have dinner with her. And so she was supposed to meet her family and her friends after work for dinner, and she never got off work. She never came home from work. So they go to the building, the police, and they search the building. They can't find her. You know what I'm saying? They can't find her nowhere. They look on the cameras. They don't see her on the cameras at all. So weeks going by, they bring the dogs to search the building. So the dogs pick up on the scent, but they don't find nobody. So this becomes a citywide search for maybe a month or two. And I could be like downsizing the time that it took. Citywide search for this woman. There was this detective on the case. He's like poring over the surveillance film. He looking. And this nigga, it's just like a fucking movie, but it's real life and it's sad. But this motherfucker finds the fucking janitor or the maintenance man getting off the elevator. He said on the day that she went missing, it was something weird about his pattern. So they called him in for questioning, but he beat the questioning. But during the questioning, he said, why this motherfucker in the middle of July in New York? I don't know if y'all know, New York get hot as hell in the summer. You got on the thermal and khaki pants. He said, take your shirt off. This is an investigation room. He takes his shirt off, got scratches all over him. They know they got their guy, but they gotta find a body. They don't have a body. So he gets away. They put a tail on him. The police are following him, but he said, let it be known that you're, I want him to see y'all everywhere he go. He know the police is following him. This nigga has a girlfriend, everything. Psycho bastard. So finally the police, they look at a landfill. They don't find a body in the landfill. They figure maybe he dumped the body. Nobody in the landfill. Then they finally said, let's do one more last sweep of the building. So they sweep the building, and then some officers go up to the 12th floor. When they get on the 12th floor, the 12th floor is unfinished. They're still working on the 12th floor. So the officers, they walking in, they say, they see their blood dripping from the ceiling. They're like, and they say, you can smell the whole floor. It smell like a dead body on the floor. So they go grab the lieutenant, the captain. They come up there. They look up in the vent. She was bound, gagged, and duct taped and stuff in the vent.
Damn.
The shit that fucked me up about it is, like I said, you usually can find out somebody's motive. But this woman was a mother, a sister, and nobody hated her. They never found out why he killed that woman. They took him to court. They pressed him. He got a lawyer. Went to trial. Got life in prison. Never said a word. Never gave his motive.
That kind of sucks.
Yes. Yeah, the family never got their peace, man. So, and every story, every murder and crime connects to the next one they about to talk about.
Are they true stories that they're reenacting?
No, this is just true stories. They telling you the story.
It's true story.
But they are telling you the stories, and it just seems so real. Like, it is real, but, like, they're walking you through that story. Like, the storytelling is so real. It's from the creators of Law. Is it Law and Order or the one with
SVU?
SVU.
SVU, okay.
The guy Dick Wolf.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He produces
he
this.
He did this? Yes, Dick Wolf do all that shit.
Oh, man, that shit good.
Dick Wolf be going crazy on the damn
It's five shows. Episodes, 45 minutes of episodes. So a real quick watch. You could be done with that shit in a day. But yeah, man, it's real.
Next time it's raining on the weekend, that might be my thing.
My heart goes out to all those families that didn't get solace or did get solace, like to lose somebody, not to just killing a nigga. Like, we get an altercation, you kill somebody. These are overkills, all of this shit.
Yeah.
So it's just like, God damn, people are sick.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
yeah.
I was over there, like, in my chair, paranoid, scared, like. So now I walk with the volume on my headphones down a little bit.
I feel
like,
you.
Like, but that's why, that's why I think sometimes people, you have to take the rose-colored glasses off when people say, like, some women are paranoid or whatever, whatever. Like, even for me, because I listen to murder podcasts all the time, so I'm definitely going to watch this. But even for me, like, I don't even drive the same path to go home sometimes. Like, if I'm going home late, I will randomly, I might go through the front, or I might go through the back, because I don't know. Like, if you always see my car coming down that side road and you know it's me, you might be waiting for me. So, like, sometimes I just make a different turn.
You to take the long way home, ass nigga, thinking of, but there's a murderer in the bush.
But you never know. But what if she right one time and she got him?
Well, no, because I have been followed before, so I know, like,
by a gentleman.
Oh yeah.
Man, niggas gotta chill.
Nigga ain't
bro.
No gentleman if he following you.
Be part of the solution, not the problem,
fellas.
He trying
to use other words. I thought what he was going.
Yeah, he tried. I appreciate that, John.
By bitch ass nigga. That's what he wanted to say. Now, just to wrap up this segment, man. But y'all got anything? Any suggestions?
Shit.
TV movies?
We already talked about. But we was watching. Oh, we didn't talk about it. But it don't matter. We watched Invincible, season finale.
Last week, you said you didn't like Avatar.
Airbender, yeah.
I gotta disagree. I liked it.
Some people liked it.
The one on Netflix?
Some people
live action?
The first two episodes that I watched.
I like it.
Yeah, see, some people said it. And some people told me I should just watch the whole series.
Honestly, I was trying to find something I didn't like. I was literally...
That's gotta
be
something you didn't like about that shitty ass acting, at least.
Okay, you're right. It was like how they kind of like treated the Fire Nation, like with they fire. Yeah. I just don't like they fire.
I get what you're saying about that, but I also don't like how they harp on, like, we know Avatar was immature, but like they kind of overdo it in a lot of parts.
Yeah, super childish. I mean, he was in ice for a long time. He came from a different world.
But I mean, he's a child.
He knew his importance though.
He's still a child.
Okay. Yeah. But no, it was good. I will say Avatar. Definitely, if you haven't seen it, if you're just interested, I'm okay with these live actions that they're doing because One Piece was good. If you haven't seen that, check that out. I also finally watched something called Manhunt on Apple TV.
Ah, that's Snipe what you told me to watch.
Manhunt. And so Manhunt talks about the day. The storyline starts the day of Robert E. Lee's surrender and Abraham Lincoln going to celebrate by going to the play. So the movie, the Manhunt is a series about his assassination.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and so you learn that the person that assassinated him was
a real nigga.
He was not a playwright. He was an actor in the plays. And the day of, he was, feeling himself because he knew the president was coming. He was excited. So he goes and they took his picture off the wall. They kept his brother's picture and his father's picture, but they said, well, you don't ever play the hero. So he was like, all right, bet. He wanted to be the most famous person in his family.
Robert E. Lee?
No. His name is John Booth.
I'm tripping. Yeah.
And so he wanted to be the most famous person, so he decided, you know what? I'm gonna kill him.
Damn,
I'm gonna shoot him
for
so everybody can know my name.
Wow.
And so the movie
starts off.
I mean, the series starts
hate
off
gonna
with,
hate.
Yeah, with them looking for him. Like, now he's gotten away. But he broke his leg getting away, so now he's in hiding and he can't run. But they don't know where he went.
You sold me.
Give me some cocaine and hookers
in here
now.
You sold me,
bruh. I believe
that's back when they only had penicillin.
I was about to say back then it was probably easy as hell to run away from the law.
Oh yeah,
and now still
you just gotta be scared of the wolves and coyotes.
Man, I ain't even gonna front you, dog. I might have been a bank robber back then, bro.
Oh, it's
because I would have been doing
it. Niggas still got caught though.
Yeah,
not like. Not like how they getting caught now.
Well, yeah, technology.
Man,
but yeah,
please.
That's why I loved them. What was the movie
I would take my
with
chances
Christian
back
Bale and Johnny Depp when they was bank robber? Well, Johnny Depp was a bank robber and Christian Bale was with the FBI.
I know what you're talking
them
about.
Them niggas killed that shit.
That shit was good.
But I'm good on being found by a bounty hunter dead or alive. I'm good on that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want that. I don't want to live like that.
Be like landing
because
land.
the bounty don't expire on you.
Oh, it don't?
Nah. So when y'all
I'm going for life.
Yeah, but where?
Just go to Canada.
Mexico.
Toronto was looking nice back then.
They put the wanted poster up for you. The award is say, let's say I'm broke. The award 5 G's. And
oh, you feeling lucky?
You not going to Mexico back then.
I'll be a huckleberry.
5G, I'm snitching, bro.
I was going to say, you had people back then. They literally would go grab those wanted posters and just go around on a horse and carry, like, looking for people.
Looking.
Yeah, like,
that was their job. They was for real bounty hunters.
Man. Yeah, that's crazy.
Wild West was a different time.
Yeah.
Especially that transition period from the Wild West to, I think they call it the industrial era.
Oh, yeah.
Where people were still riding horses, but there was a few cars.
That's Peaky Blinders.
Yeah,
Peaky Blinders. Paying attention to history class.
Hey, man, one of my favorite subjects.
All right, man. In sports, LeBron passes Jordan for the most 30-point game.
Shout out to LeBron James.
That shit don't mean shit.
Greatest player of all time.
Yeah, To some people, it does.
I don't mean shit.
I was watching that, you know, KG and Paul Pierce got a podcast, and they were, KG was talking about, like, Michael Jordan's final years. He said he think if Michael Jordan was healthy, that he could still perform at the level he was with the Bulls. But he was like, he was still giving people buckets, but you could tell he just wasn't the same health-wise.
How long was Michael in the league?
His heart, I think he retired in his 40s. Yeah, I think he was 40 or 41 when he retired.
He played 13 seasons.
Yeah.
He played 13 seasons.
He only played 13 seasons.
Okay, so it took LeBron 20 years to catch up to a nigga that did something in 13.
That's a good point.
That it took him 20. All I'm saying.
It's a different league, too, though.
Oh, you're right. You're right. They were supposed to be even worse back then.
You talking about the most 30-point game? you talking about the most 30-point game?
Yeah. Yeah,
but think about it. If LeBron played in Jordan's era, LeBron would go crazy.
Yeah, he would.
If Jordan played in this era, not saying he's not gonna go crazy, but it's gonna be a little bit more even.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
The competition.
One thing I will give LeBron, if he played in any era, he's going to go crazy.
What did you say?
Imagine Jordan and Jason Tatum going at it one night. That'd be a hell of a matchup.
Nah, that's done.
You get
Jordan will find a way to beat Tatum.
He's going to find a way. He's going to find a way. He's going to whoop Tatum out.
He's going to find a way, bro.
Tatum going to go bucket for bucket with you, man.
Find a way. Defense. Jordan played D.
Tatum could if he wanted.
But he,
you don't have to play defense in this league.
How many all defensive
teams? Now, that's a lie.
What?
That you don't have to play defense.
Yeah. I mean, niggas dropping 135 a night.
Niggas not dropping. No. And that's another misconception. Niggas not dropping 135 a night in the second half of the season. And by the time we get to the playoffs, they going to be in the low hundreds.
Well, yeah, I agree with
95
that.
95 to 96.
I just saying, a regular season game, Bulls versus Celtics, they going to go bucket for bucket.
But then those are the games I've noticed where everybody shows up. So for the Denver Nuggets, everybody shows up. Don't matter, beginning, end, everybody showing up. Boston Celtics, y'all the best. Everybody's showing up. Whoever's the best, everybody's showing up. So every team not just going to trade basketball with you and see if they can outscore you. Some of these teams is going to show up to play defense. But Michael Jordan and Jason Tatum is a nasty comparison here.
Nah, yeah, you got to put some respect on Tatum.
All right, if hockey rules were in basketball and players could fight, which fight would you want to see, past or present?
I want to see Yao Ming versus Sean Bradley.
Damn, that would be a tall-ass fight, boy. You got to get skyscraper seats to see that fight.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's what I want to see. Imagine one of them fall.
I already told you, Rodman, Lance Stevenson.
I would like to see two enforcers go at it. Somebody like a Charles Oakley and like maybe like a Ron Artest.
Ooh.
I feel like that would be a knockout, drag-out fight. I definitely got Oak.
I got the under on Oak. I got the under on punches.
DraftKings, you killed my community.
I got the under on the punches. You think this shit crack, bro?
Definitely.
He ain't never seen a crack.
Oak versus, I don't know who would be a good like a present matchup or even early 2000s matchup for Oak. I don't know. Oak crazy.
I like to see.
And he's strong.
Yeah.
Oak and KG.
I think KG. Yeah, I KG. Was just finna say that. KG and Oak, that probably would be good. I think KG got something for Oak.
If I had to do like a bracket, you got KG, Oak, Rashid, like just niggas who Rashid get it
Wallace,
in.
I wouldn't even want to fight that. Ben Wallace.
Steven
Jackson. I'm throwing Chris Webber in there.
You got to throw Ron in there.
Ron Artest. Yeah. Lance
Jermaine
Stevenson,
O'Neal.
Dennis
all
Rodman.
All the Pacers.
Jermaine O'Neal. Lindsey Hunter.
Jamal Tinsley.
Jamal
that
Tinsley.
Whole roster is in the bracket.
Chauncey Billups, not so much.
Anthony Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Throw his ass in there. Nigga love to fight.
Down, man.
Robert Traylor.
Yeah,
nah, maybe
he probably wouldn't make the bracket, but that era, because you know the thing, we ain't named up no new players. These new players,
just Draymond.
Draymond the only one. Draymond would have got his ass.
Yeah, that's the thing. He would go over there and get humble.
Y'all can't do Draymond like that,
nah,
man.
I think Draymond
can at least beat one person.
Draymond ain't got nothing for my nigga Oak.
Give me one person. There's one person Draymond could have beat back.
Nobody.
Detlef Shrimp.
No, nigga.
Nah, Detlef was that nigga, bro. Hell no.
Hey,
Detlef.
I'm willing to debate Draymond versus Latrell Sprewell.
Oh,
Latrell! Tripping, bro.
And Latrell choked his coach and still played.
Talk on the mic.
Oh, my bad. Latrell would have won, bro.
Man,
Latrell. Yes.
Draymond probably want to choke Steve Curry now and again, but he know that he gonna be suspended forever.
First of all,
bro, Draymond versus Latrell is a good matchup.
That's actually, and I think would love to
Latrell
see
will win.
I'm not against Latrell. He's one of my favorite players. Johnny can vouch for that. I'm not against Latrell winning that shit. I'm just saying, if he had to go back then to pick a nigga to fight, I'm putting Latrell Sprewell out there. Because you're right. I don't think as many people he could beat. But if I was going to give him a fighting chance, like a Jake Paul versus a whoever, then it's Draymond versus Latrell. Let's see how many hits you can land.
First of all, shout out to Latrell Sprewell. The man got a whole set of rims. Right. Back here.
On accident.
Riding
too.
On the Sprewell.
I know he ain't make no money on that shit. They just used his name.
But he got street clout. He's going to love you forever.
He money got on the Sprewells on him.
They didn't, yeah. You're right. They took his name.
They damn sure took his name. Oh, but either man. Way it go.
That's a good funny. That's
I still,
funny.
I'm still on his side. Look all what right, he's dude. Done for our culture.
I'm not against it. I'm not against it. That's just the matchup I'm throwing out there. It's the only one I could think of right now off the top of my dome.
Yeah, man, that's Draymond ain't even seeing.
Don't forget about them Pistons from the early with John Sally.
Yeah,
Pistons.
I was about to say, he probably ain't even seeing John Sally.
We're 80s. We stay in 90s. Don't go 80s.
All right. 90s.
And I just thought about somebody. Jamal Tinsley.
Oh, yeah, I said Jamal Tinsley.
Tinsley versus Draymond.
He'd probably get him.
I got to give him somebody.
For sure.
Yeah, I got to give him somebody. Yeah. All right, man.
If Jamal Tinsley pull his damn shorts up, we might be straight.
Them shorts was not sagging, bro.
Them shorts was big as hell back then, boy, for no reason. For no reason. The long length.
Hey, is y'all pulling for NC State or what?
Oh, for the Final Four? Shit, why not, baby? North Carolina, go ahead and stand up.
All right.
They played. Damn, I've had it up. I think they played UConn first.
Yeah, they got.
They said it's the first time that two women's schools are in the Final Four, and the same schools are in the men's bracket.
But NC State has South Carolina.
Yeah, and the women's side. Yeah, on the men's side, NC State, Purdue, Alabama versus UConn.
Purdue got that big ass white boy. He is good.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if they beat NC State. And we probably see Purdue versus UConn.
Nobody's watching that.
Definitely not. But we are going to watch this women's one.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
State versus South Carolina. If South Carolina pull it off.
Ain't no if.
And when. Then Iowa and UConn. And if Iowa pulls it off, I think Iowa and South Carolina would be the dream matchup.
I think that would be a dream
y'all
matchup.
Don't want to see that, bro. I'm trying to tell y'all. I told somebody today.
Ain't nobody real fans.
What?
Of women's basketball. We all... what are they called? No, like to the masses, the people that's following it now.
They just want
to
see
they want to see Caitlin Clark versus the best team in the league.
That's a blowout. In my humble opinion, I think that shit's a blowout.
But yeah, we all casuals for women's basketball.
No.
I say 95% of the people watching this now are casuals. We want to see the big names go against each other.
Of course, of course.
But my thing is, how is college dominating the actual WNBA? This is
these
the first
girls. I don't know, man.
They are playing, man.
They're playing basketball.
They're literally leaving it on the floor.
This is the new era. Like when this group goes up to the WNBA, I'm thinking they're gonna take a lot of fans with them as they move up.
Okay.
What's the girl? I ain't never seen her play, but I watched her play the other night. Juju
Watkins.
Oh, she reminded me of like a Melo. She was got just score at will.
Oh, she nasty. Yeah. She hooped like a nigga.
Yeah, she was killing it. But then the white girl from UConn was balling too.
When I seen Juju hit that reverse layup, I say, "Oh yeah, she been playing
with her brothers."
Oh, she
was hooping, bro. And the way she just like stepped back and try to like shoulder off and create space, I said, "Damn, she look like Melo out there."
She got seven brothers. Better believe
that's
that.
That's why my debate was like, "Don't lower their rim."
Oh no,
if you gonna watch them play, you gonna watch them play. Don't matter if
this new era. Once they go to the league, they are gonna take a lot of fans with them, and just hopefully the games will be competitive once they get up there. Like if the WNBA market it right and make the matchups marketable, like and sell them to us, we're going to watch.
Well, I think that was my thing last week when I was saying Woody's audience transfer, because they did a great job marketing these players on the college. They took that steam from last year. They rolled with it, and they started pushing people. They started pushing Dawn. They didn't push South Carolina. They pushed Dawn. Because we know Dawn. We from Charlotte. She played for the Sting.
Oh, yeah.
I know Dawn. People from that time period know Dawn. So that's my audience right there.
Dawn
so,
was a hooper.
And not only do you get men when you put Dawn out there, you're going to get women followers. Mm-hmm. And now, all right, we got Caitlin Clark. Let's push Caitlin. All right, this girl Juju. They push Juju all over ESPN every day. So now you just... if you're following it, if you're catching these little whims, you're like, hold on, let me see what this Juju girl talking about. Let me see what Caitlyn talking about. And now you're following it, but I don't know if it's going to transition. I don't know if they'll take those fans with them, because like you said, what is the matchup at the next level? Like when the Las Vegas Aces got pretty much the whole WNBA.
Yeah,
has their starting five. Every player you want to see play is on the Aces. Then what is the draw? Bruh, what's the matchup?
I don't know. None of these.
It's
girls.
Crazy that you said Andrea Stinson, bro. I just thought about it.
I said Dawn Staley.
Oh, Dawn Staley. I was thinking about Andrea Stinson. But the crazy thing is, we had a squad back then with the
women's squad. Yeah, they just nobody. We didn't get no attendance. Yeah. They took our team.
Bro, we had a fucking squad.
Just early, I'm early just now, timing.
Like, realizing this. Like,
and Houston had the squad because they won all the championships.
Yeah, they did. They had everybody.
But we was tough, though.
I didn't even know. I think Cheryl Swoops played with Reggie Miller's sister.
Yeah, they played in college, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, Cheryl Miller never came to the WNBA.
Yeah, they say she's supposed to be
the
best.
Yeah, she was the best women's player of all time. Of all time. Until nowadays. Until
Clayton Clark. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking at this shit now. This is the draft. They said Indiana would pick first. Caitlin Clark. Cameron Brink would go to the Sparks at number two.
Rekia Jackson at number three.
Rekia Jackson at three for Chicago. Camilla Cardoza at the Sparks in L.A. Five, Aaliyah Edwards, never heard of her. Oh, she at UConn. Washington missed it. She's seven. She's with the Minnesota Lynx. But this is a mock draft.
Oh, things she came up. That's things a good change. Look.
That's a good look. Ain't Minnesota?
Yeah. But yeah, you want to. I would rather her go to the Sparks. I feel like a big name like her should go a big city.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't
Cardoza
Minnesota
at the Sparks is good too.
I was going to say, but you can't put everybody on one team.
That's true.
Go ahead. No, Minnesota won a championship.
What are you saying?
Yeah.
I feel like for the marketing standpoint, big city. Big name, big city.
Minnesota has they have a great fan base. I would say Minnesota and what's the other one? Seattle, of course.
I can't say that because Vegas ain't a big city. Like, Vegas ain't the bright lights of New York and L.A.
But they kind of built that team, though, too, right?
And they still fairly.
I mean, yeah, they built that
to the
team.
Point where people, because when I was out there, that game was pretty packed.
Yeah, I mean, you got everybody. You got Candace. Yeah. You got Asia Wilson. You got, I can't even think of the point guard's name, Kelsey Plum. You got, like you said, the audience following. Yeah. Those are three players.
I can see it. L.A., the Lakers got LeBron. The Sparks got Angel Reese.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
It's just like celebrities coming to the game.
Okay, oh, you mean like that?
Yeah, I just think it's better for the sport if she goes to that city.
Maybe they trade up. Or maybe.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just a mock draft.
Maybe they trade
and
up.
And then Caitlin Clark going to Indiana. And Indiana's a big basketball town, but again, wouldn't it be nice to see her do Liberty?
Yes.
But they got
Sabrina. Yeah. I can see them trying to get her on the Liberty. White girl. Liberty.
Hey, who knows, man? But maybe again, maybe they'll like the fan bases will come over, and next thing you know, we watching Indiana Fever games.
True. You got playoff predictions? We watching wherever she like LeBron. We gonna watch.
Yeah. Not really. I have just started watching the NBA again.
Oh, why did you put that on? Oh, for James.
Yeah.
James.
What?
James,
you know who about to make the playoffs? Because I think it's only like four games left or five games left.
I don't.
Golden State, L.A.
I thought Golden State wasn't even in it.
Nah, that's
what I was about to say. That's what I'm getting at. I was about to say Golden State, L.A.
Oh, they're going to be
7-10. Yeah, them play-in games is nice.
Yeah,
so.
that's what I'm naming.
Golden State, damn. So if they go now, Warriors Rockets. And Lakers is the first play-in game.
Yep. Oh, man.
And then
that's
Pelicans, Kings is the second one. Mm. Whoever wins that Lakers-Kings game, I mean Lakers-Warriors games, will play the winner, the loser of the Pelicans-Kings game.
The Rockets
game
lost
for the
tonight?
Eighth seed. I'm not sure, but they 38-37. They 3 games behind the Warriors for the 10th spot.
Yeah, I can see the Pelicans beating the Kings, but they ain't going to beat the Lakers or the Warriors.
The play-in for the West.
Why are the Lakers always in the play-in, but then they go to the championship or the Western Conference Finals?
That's crazy, right? LeBron
James.
They
didn't go last year.
They went to the Western Conference Finals last year, didn't they?
I thought... That was
no,
the,
they got put out by. They got put out by
Denver in the second round.
No,
or Golden State in the second round. Who put them out?
I want to say
the Nuggets beat them 4-0 in the Western
Kings,
Conference Finals.
The Kings went to the Western Conference Finals. I thought.
Kings got eliminated by the Warriors.
Okay, well then it was the Nuggets.
Yeah, I thought the Nuggets and the Lakers was the Western Conference Finals.
Oh,
but it was a hell of a blowout. I think they beat them 4-1.
I mean, now you're going to have everybody. But the Lakers aren't ass. They are.
I don't think
so. So it wouldn't surprise me if they could get to the Western Conference Finals. It's just, you're not going to beat Denver. Denver is a very, very tough team. They look good. Like, they look real good. The way their offense runs out of around Joker, I would say, just from watching, I would say they repeat. I would say Sacramento may get farther this year. The Knicks hopefully shock everybody in the East.
Now Randall out.
But that's what I'm saying.
Nah, they don't need him.
But that's what I'm saying.
In the playoffs, they don't?
I've been watching the Knicks play without Randall, and they've been on a tear. They've beaten teams they shouldn't beat. They've been, you know, of course I've been gambling, so they've been the underdog on one game.
They would play the Magic in the first round if they go to playoffs.
Oh, they can win that.
They can beat that.
I didn't know the Magic, the 4 seed? Damn, shout out to my nigga Bandera.
Yeah, they've been hooping this year.
The Sixers can come out of the East, too. They've been doing good without Embiid. Like, they've...
But the Boston's the favorite. They would play the
Honestly.
Heat.
Boston's the favorite over there.
The East is wide open.
Boston is the favorite. Games above the number two.
Yeah, they are the favorite.
But
they
even
win.
I feel like even with Boston, though, they could lose. Like, I'm not sleeping on them. I'm just saying they can.
You got Chris Stapps, Jalen Brown.
They can still lose, Tatum. Bro. They don't lose on a given
night.
True
Holiday.
Yeah.
Brooke Lopez.
Brooks
and who's
there?
It ain't Porzingis.
No, you're thinking about
Al Horford.
Yeah,
that's day five. Yeah, so
We'll see.
Boston will probably make it out. What's this politics shit you got?
Oh well, shit. I think we talked about it back. I think it was 2021 where Oregon decided to decriminalize all drug charges. Like, if you found a possession, the most you could get was 6 months in prison. And they would put you in like a drug treatment program. Well, now they're recriminalizing possession. They said it's due to the uptick in fentanyl.
Okay.
So they recriminalizing. So you can now go to do a full term in jail for being caught with possession of drugs. And I forgot the schedule, but it's
Schedule 2.
Yeah. But it used to be you could do some coke, get caught with some coke, you straight, just go to rehab, you good to go. We ain't going to send you to jail.
They still should be writing tickets for small amounts.
Yeah.
But with fentanyl, if you get caught with fentanyl, that's a small amount of fentanyl, they probably are going to take you in, because that a small amount is enough.
Yeah, that shit can kill you.
Yeah. All right, James, man.
One hit.
Content corner, man.
Faith of a mustard seed.
Introduce your video, bro.
So we got my man here. I don't even know his name. My dude shooting a shot at Megan Thee Stallion.
All right, now Meg Thee Stallion, you know what I'm saying? Stalker.
All right, y'all but probably this is
mostly how sugar daddies get sugar babies right here. Let's hear it.
Oh, motherfucking pigs, but I need that, I want that, and baby, just take a little time and come and visit Back Beaters University. I introduce you to some shit you ain't never seen before. Fucking the one person.
Old school nigga. Yeah, how sugar babies are born.
All right, man. Johnny, what you got here?
All right. So this is the actor from the Amazon show Reacher. If y'all know who he is, his name is Alan Richardson. You would never expect him to sound like this when he sings. Play this off.
I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. I lose all control. Something takes over.
That nigga should have been in sync.
I guess.
But he didn't know the rest of the words, so he just started over.
I can hardly speak. I lose all control. And something takes over me.
That nigga should stop acting.
That nigga swole as shit. And you should be singing like that if you swole his head.
Exactly.
Hey, nah,
that's like Terry Crews sounding like Chris Brown.
That nigga been getting that booty tickled.
Okay.
Somehow, someway.
Okay, wow.
I guess so. Shout out to Chris Brown for ruining everybody's Dreamville hopes and aspirations. Some niggas mad at Chris Brown.
Hey, nigga has something else to do.
I guess so. 50 Cent ain't bad, though.
I mean, for us, yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah, for people our age. All right, man. My girls, Jade and Jada.
Oh, these are my girls.
Let's get it.
Which one they do this shit?
Just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about. Right. Because P. Diddy be wanting a party. And you got to tell him no. You got to tell him no. I did. I did. Just to protect my.
Hey, yo, they're true, man.
And you got to tell them no.
Oh, shit. All right, man. Other than that, man, it's been episode 298 on all streaming platforms, YouTube, podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple, SoundCloud, and iHeartRadio. Final thoughts, final thoughts.
Don't gamble up all your free money.
Well, you got 7 days from when you get it.
Oh, so. All right, DraftKings, killing days. My community.
Oh my God.
FanDuel killing my community.
$250 tonight on the parlays, baby.
Pastors out here preaching and gambling.
If I get two more good days on this baseball, I'm coming back to the group chats with my picks. All right?
Oh, I don't want on my parlay.
I need y'all to pray for Jaylen Brown tonight. I need him to get 20 points.
You seen that shit?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, but it's coming.
It's definitely coming.
We go.
Let's bless Bryce Young this weekend.
We gonna pray in the name of Jesus that NB drop a double double.
Shame.
I need this parlay, Lord.
Shame what y'all doing to my community, man.
Hey, nigga, that's free money.
Ain't gambling a sin.
I don't know.
If it is, boy, it's paying the bills right now.
Hey. Oh, shit. Niggas thought they was going to get a part-time. They just start gambling.
Listen.
Are you learning about investing a little bit?
Possibly. Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
But anyway, man, hey, thank y'all for joining us on episode 298, man. I'm signing off for D. I'm signing off for James. I'm signing off for Jukebox Johnny. We want you guys out there to love the life you live and the people in it. Find the positive in every situation. And live in the moment because this life is not forever. I'm Jumpman Jones. I'll talk to y'all on the next ride.
Be blessed. I bet you do.
Deuces, I see you later right there. Full of prayer. Focus on me. Not on them haters, baby. Don't those make you crazy, maybe. We can sober up in my bed. But you won't let me take you there. No. You proceeded to leave.
Daddy, are you on the radio?